I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Centre MP Kristen Wong Tam said an inquiry into the provincial government's plans for the foundry is essential.
Doug Ford strikes again. It's been 2 years since January 2021 when Doug Ford tried to demolish the foundry buildings in Toronto's West Don Lands. It took 2 years for the Ford government to reply to the NDP's request for freedom of information. 25 index documents have now come back to us, and out of those 25 documents comprised of 275 pages, 80% has been redacted, meaning all information has been scrubbed clean. You can't see it. Ford continues to hide information to bury any type of scandal. Community advocates such as Friends of the Foundry have been watching like a hawk to learn who has purchased this land, this public land from Ford. And their research has now uncovered that the foundry building and the lands have been quietly sold to a company owned and controlled by the De Gasperis. They sold this for $101 million, the same De Gasperis group of companies that was set to make massive profits from Ford's controversial Bill 23, which removes environmentally sensitive conservation and wetlands and agricultural lands from the Greenbelt. Ford should make all those documents public. We need to know the full truth about the foundry. Ford can't hide forever.
The foundry at Eastern Avenue near River Street are four industrial buildings of the Dominion Foundry Complex. All of these buildings are owned by the province. The foundry is listed on Toronto's Heritage Register, but the city has no power to prevent their destruction and redevelopment by the province, according to Wong Tam. Demolition attempts by construction crews have continued since 2020. Each time, the surrounding community has fought back against these attempts. The local community group, Friends of the Foundry, established a website dedicated to keeping the province in check, gather and distribute information about redevelopment possibilities, and sharing the cultural and historical importance of the heritage site. In 2020, the group gathered more than 22,000 signatures on their petition to stop the initial demolition. CGRU has contacted the Friends of the Foundry for comment and are awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.